With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. New Mexico is still in the throes of a years-long drought that was reduced with summer rains, but is still in the red zone in some regions. That's why the attorney representing farmers, ranchers, and others near Dattle in western New Mexico doesn't think a water rights speculator should be pursuing a pipeline to move water to urban areas of the state. Pro bono attorney and director of the New Mexico Environmental Law Center, Doug Micklejohn, says the state engineer was correct to deny the proposal by Augustin Plains Ranch to deplete water from an already arid rural part of the state so it can be piped to the Albuquerque area.
But it's a large area geographically, and it is inhabited primarily by ranchers and farmers and retired people. And a fair amount of the area is in Socorro County, and a fair amount of the area is in Catherine County.
Okay, so they're talking about taking water rights from those areas and transferring them to all these other parts that weren't specified, Albuquerque area?
Yes, that's correct. The proposal is to build a pipeline that would go from the border of those two counties, Socorro and Catherine, to Socorro, then go north to the Albuquerque area.
But Micklejohn says the Augustin Plains Ranch did not detail how that harvested water would be put to use, and New Mexico law mandates beneficial use must be part of the proposal. Augustin previously lost an appeal of a similar case. The company plans to appeal the current denial to pipe 17 billion gallons of water a year out of Catron and Socorro counties. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.